You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone, again. We're going to continue on with the Sabbath series about how Saturday is the Christian Sabbath, and it's the day that should be observed as a day of rest and a day of worship. So let's take a look at the church, the Sabbath-keeping Gentile church in Ephesus. Paul goes to Ephesus, and we can read about that starting in Acts chapter 19, verse 1. He did what he usually does. He goes into the synagogue, and he speaks boldly for about 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. It tells us that in verse 8. And obviously, when you go to the synagogue, it's on Saturday, the Sabbath, just like in Antioch, Corinth, Thessalonica. Many rejected his preaching, so Paul finally separated the disciples in verse 9. He continued there for about 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Tells us that in verse 10. When were they doing this? On Saturday, the Sabbath. And those that received the Lord became the nucleus of this New Testament Saturday Sabbath-keeping church. And the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians was written to this church. Now, I want to bring up another example. Paul was never accused of Sabbath breaking by the Jews. Why? Because he observed the Sabbath. He didn't violate it. Eventually, Paul was arrested in the temple in Jerusalem. We read about that in Acts chapter 21. And at his trial before the Sanhedrin, even the Pharisees admitted, "We find no evil in this man." We can read that in Acts chapter 23, verse 9. Paul testifies before Felix, "So worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets." We read that in Acts 24:14. So Paul even said he believed everything that was written in the law and the prophets. It wasn't done away with. It wasn't nailed to the cross. It wasn't changed to Sunday. Paul did these things. He obeyed the law. And in his testimony to Festus, he says, "To the Jews, I have done no wrong." Acts chapter 25, verse 10. Before Agrippa, he talks about how he continued to this day, saying nothing other than the things which the prophets and Moses said should come. We read that in Acts chapter 26, verse 22. So here he's agreeing with the law, he's preaching the law, and he's not violating the law. He didn't predict that Sunday keeping would come. Finally, Paul speaks to the Jews in Rome, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. Acts chapter 28, verse 23 tells us that. He taught from the law, not some man-made traditions of men. During all of his trials, the Jews never once accused Paul of breaking the Sabbath. Why not? Because he didn't. So let's summarize this. Philippi, Thessalonica, Corinth, and Ephesians were all Sabbath-keeping Gentiles. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.